This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. On USA Radio Network, I want to thank my sponsor, Liberty HealthShare. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance completely unaffordable, and it covers very little, but there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I've been on for 2 years as of December 31st. It'll be 2 years we're up with Liberty HealthShare. Amazing. I am a Liberty HealthShare member, and I am proud. Our rights come from God, not from government. So stop letting other people tell you what to do. Stop letting big government or insurance company bureaucrats tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. Leave behind your health insurance. I did. I left behind Aetna, and I joined Liberty HealthShare, and my family's a member, all my kids. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Not only did I save $18,000 last year and $18,000 this year, $36,000 over 2 years in just the original costs versus Aetna health insurance, but at the same time, my kid, my son Hudson, just had wisdom teeth removed, $2,500 bill, and they just sent me a check for $2,000. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. How many times do you get paid $2,000 out of $2,500 from your health insurance company? I know my answer is never. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, or online, libertyhealthshare.org. So I got some jokes today from my good buddy who sells his jokes to all the late-night comics, Cliff Lawrence. According to a new report, the Central American gang Barrio 18 has infiltrated the migrant caravans. To give you an idea of how bad this gang is, MS-13 gangsters in New York in the U.S. are chanting, "Build the wall, build the wall." Morning co-hosts Joe Scarborough and Micah Brzezinski have tied the knot. It was a small wedding. Just Joe, Micah, and their viewer. Just the three of them. In her memoir, Michelle Obama opens up about rough patches in her marriage to Barack. At one point, she moved into a vacant bedroom in the White House, same room that Hillary slept in. She says she became jealous on Christmas when her husband gave her a bracelet, and he gave the Ayatollah of Iran $1.7 billion. Funny. According to U.S. Weekly, Paris Hilton and her fiancé Chris Zylka have split up. She says she'll miss his warm embrace, and he says he'll miss her blank stare. Heather Locklear is back in rehab. I don't want to say she's a train wreck, but she just signed an endorsement deal with Amtrak. This is her eighth time in rehab, which means one more punch on her rehab reward card, and her next visit is free. A 68-year-old Dutchman has fathered 200 children. 200? The guy's like a one-man NBA team. And then finally, singer Aaron Carter announced he and his girlfriend are expecting a baby. I wonder if it's too early to call Child Protective Services. The latest one-liners from Cliff Lawrence, my buddy, who sells his jokes to all the late-night comics but sends them to us for free because he's a big fan of our show and listens all the time. Thank you, Cliff Lawrence. We don't want an Alabama. And so in Mississippi, the vote is tomorrow for United States Senate runoff. It's Democrat Mike Espy against Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith. And Republicans think she will ultimately pull out a win in Mississippi's special Senate election. Let me tell you something. If you can't win in Mississippi as a Republican, running a female candidate as a Republican, then you are the most pathetic party in the history of the world. So you better pull it out. Donald Trump is there today, the president of the United States, with two, not one, but two rallies to support Cindy Hyde-Smith. And my guess is it's a romp. My guess is this has nothing to do with Alabama. Alabama had to do with massive fraud, and Alabama had to do with a setup, slander, trying to destroy this poor guy, Judge whatever the hell his name is. I can't even remember it now, but whatever the judge's name was. God, there's so many names jumping through my mind on a daily basis. Roy Moore, Judge Roy Moore. He got slandered. All those women said 40 years ago he liked young girls. He dated 16-year-olds. And there wasn't a single shred of proof. There wasn't a photo. There wasn't a video. There wasn't even a letter. There wasn't a word on a piece of paper to prove that he dated girls that young or to prove he did anything wrong in dating younger women. Lots of guys date younger women. Hugh Hefner, you know, dated like, you know, I don't even want to say it. Hugh Hefner dated very young women. In any case, Roy Moore got slandered, he got slammed, he got destroyed, and he winds up losing in Alabama. I'm sure Jeff Sessions is going to take back that seat in a special election this year, because it's been 2 years, right? So I think it has. I think you'll see an election this coming November, special election in Alabama. I think it's time, and Jeff Sessions will win that seat back. But you're not going to see the same thing in Alabama. Hyde Smith didn't do anything wrong. There's no reason why she wouldn't win, but it makes us nervous because there's so much voter fraud all over the United States. But here's the thing. I think you'll see tomorrow that that we win in Mississippi, and that'll prove the voter fraud happens predominantly in states where Democrats are in control, not in states where Republicans are in control. That's how they're able to commit voter fraud. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, but I believe we'll win the Mississippi race. We better. CNN host declares migrant border attack proves we don't need a wall. CNN host Allison Camerota, another brain surgeon, says the weekend incursion against the border wall by the migrant mob proves we don't need a border wall. Camerota suggests because we repelled this migrant attack and no one was able to sneak in, we don't need a border wall. She also claims this was the easiest point to try and breach, which is why the migrant mob chose this point as their destination. The problem with this is that we saw the migrant mob coming weeks before they got here, and Trump had the military put up fencing with razor wire to prepare for their arrival. This might have had a lot to do with where they decided to try and breach. Most illegals who come across the borders illegally don't advertise that they're coming, and they don't normally come in mobs of 5,000 or more. To suggest this single instance proves we don't need a border wall is absurd. The border's 2,000 miles long. There are a ton of places where someone could come across illegally. So, you know, and look, it's what I said from the beginning. You need a border wall, and you need drones, thousands of drones above the border, telling Border Patrol agents that someone's trying to get over that wall or under that wall. And the next thing you know, nobody can get by. It's impenetrable. That's the way to do it. You need drones plus a wall, plus, I'm not done yet, drones plus a wall, plus many new border agents and ICE agents. And you need an America that does not let everybody in, just like Trump just did. You let them wait on the other side when they make an asylum request, not on America's side. The chief Border Patrol agent tells the truth about migrants who tried to breach the border yesterday, and the left isn't going to like it. This morning, CNN interviewed Chief Patrol Agent Rodney Scott, who was in the middle of what happened as the migrants threw rocks at Border Patrol agents. Much to the chagrin of the mainstream media, Scott tells the truth about what happened, and it's not something the left is going to want to hear. Scott explains that these quote-unquote peaceful protesters weren't peaceful, and he challenged the notion they were just there to seek asylum. He said they were moving up and down the border with a Honduran flag and began throwing rocks at the Border Patrol. When asked about tear-gassing women and children, he explained they had to protect themselves and others from the violent migrants. But he also noted he finds it unconscionable that children would be brought into a situation like that. In fact, Scott says it was a tactic of the migrants to put the women and the children in harm's way on purpose. This is what they do in Muslim nations to try and slander Israel. They put women and children at the front while they shoot at you or throw rocks at you. And so Israel shoots back and a woman gets killed in the middle of it. And she was used as a human shield by a Muslim terrorist scum. And then they say, oh, Israel killed a woman. Well, no, Israel didn't kill a woman. You killed a woman. You held her as a target. You made her be a target. And that sounds like terrorists, doesn't it? When you put women and children up front and expose them to gunfire, they're hostages. They're not targets of Israel or America. They're not innocent people. They were put there on purpose as hostages, human hostages. Lindsey Graham blasts Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I started to talk about this in the first segment, ran out of time, because Cortez said, basically, that the migrants should receive the same consideration that Jewish refugees from Nazi Germany received during the Holocaust. Well, first of all, FDR turned back Jewish refugees, but if he had let them in, they all would have become wonderful citizens. They would not have ever been on welfare. They would have never been on food stamps. They would have worked their butts off, and they would have been all interesting, educated people who would have earned wonderful livings in the United States. That's just a fact of life. You know, you can say what you want, but I know facts. I know that all my relatives came here from the Holocaust. I know that I had several Jewish uncles who came here, never took welfare, never took government assistance, worked their way up in the world, started a business, saved their money, started a business, and made a lot of money in the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s in America, and died wealthy men, starting with nothing, without an education, by the way. But they were educated. They didn't have college education, but they were very smart people, my Jewish uncles from Nazi Germany who got out. And they built wonderful lives here. It's so different than the people coming across who are dirt poor, don't speak English, have no interest in speaking English, have no interest in assimilating. It's a whole different world. They're not running away from Nazis. Nobody's committing a Holocaust on their end. And she appeared not to understand, Ocasio-Cortez, that the U.S. under Franklin Roosevelt turned Jewish refugees away. As the Washington Examiner's Tim Wurtzel noted, what did actually happen to Jewish refugees from Germany and Austria? The U.S. maintained its strict controls on the number of migrants it would accept up until 1941 in our entry in the war. There was also no difference made between simple migrants and refugees. Thus, with strict numerical controls on who could come in, many couldn't come in and thereby perished. Actually, it was worse than this. One shipload on a ship named the St. Louis arrived but were sent back to Europe. Those who went back to mainland Europe largely died in the Holocaust. The U.S. took no part in the transport that saved tens of thousands of children. To the shame of the administration at the time, great liberal President FDR turned them back, resulted in an extra 20,000 deaths. Ocasio-Cortez, of course, doesn't know this because she doesn't know history. Lindsey Graham tweeted, Ocasio-Cortez never explained what violence the migrants of the caravan were fleeing that were compared to the genocide of Jews in Europe under Nazi Germany. They aren't fleeing anything. They're fleeing lousy neighborhoods in Central America where there's a lot of gangbangers, a lot of drugs, a lot of murder, except many of them are the gangbangers who are committing the murder and the drug dealing and the sex trafficking. And by the way, if you allow people to come to America just because they're fleeing bad neighborhoods, we should allow people to leave Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, and Baltimore. They're refugees fleeing violence and murder and drug dealing. You're not allowed to leave a country and go to another one. Can you go to Mexico because you're fleeing the violence in Chicago? I don't think Mexico would let you in, would they? Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, RootForAmerica.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin. Fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
War now. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. A Prayer of Vengeance is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm a very busy guy, as I think you know, and I could barely find the time to write a book, like my new book, Trump Rules, that's coming out in June of 19, it looks like now. Let alone read a book. I have no time at all to read a book. But if I've got a great one to recommend to you, because I read a book, I had an airplane flight, I read the whole book, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford, with events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War. This book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between light and darkness that plays out all around us every day, like at the border right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon the powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest five-star endorsement. I love it. This book is the first of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. prayerofvengeance.com. Thank you, John Stafford, and Prayer of Vengeance for sponsoring this segment of the show. So here's the deal. We saw the illegal alien woman, the mother, with barefoot kids running through what looked like a war zone, and it turns out it was a total lie, hoaxed. The illegal alien mom with barefoot kids photo was a setup, another staged fake news production. The legal alien mother fleeing from the border wall was a lie. Upon further review, yesterday's horrific picture of a woman with barefoot children running from the U.S. border was a hoax. In the background of the picture, a group of men are posing for one cameraman. Another is running towards the cameraman. People are just standing around. The woman with the children was a photo op. Fake news media all shared the same photo of the woman and the kids, gassed. Perpetrators of the invasion instantly become victims of new fake news narrative. Congratulations, you've been hoaxed. Hashtag hoaxed. The high-resolution picture shows guys in the background posing for a cameraman, proving again the liberals are easily fooled. Look at the high-resolution picture of the guys in the back holding each other for the photographer to make it look like they're running. They know how naive and foolish the progressive media brainwashers are. Wow. Total lie. And then the chief border agent says migrant organizers were forcing women and children to the front and then started throwing rocks at the border agents. Rodney Scott, we quoted from him earlier, chief patrol agent in San Diego sector, joined CNN's New Day on Monday to discuss the illegal migrant violent uprising yesterday. Hundreds of caravan migrants stormed the border and hurled rocks and debris at border control agents. Scott, the chief of the San Diego unit, told New Day a sector to bring in several hundred Border Patrol agents from around the country to help with the crisis. He says, what I find unconscionable was that people would purposely take children into this situation. What we saw over and over again yesterday was that people would purposely push women and children to the front and then begin basically throwing rocks at our agents. If they were truly asylum seekers, they would have just walked up and surrendered. That did not take place. Confirmed U.S. Border Patrol agents hit with projectiles thrown by violent Honduran migrants. U.S. Customs and Border Protection confirmed Sunday evening U.S. Border Patrol agents were hit with projectiles thrown by violent Honduran migrants at the San Ysidro port of entry. Hundreds of Honduran migrants pushed past Mexican riot police and rushed towards the U.S. border. On Sunday, a few dozen military-aged male Hondurans broke the border fence at Tijuana and were eventually repelled by tear gas. The defiant migrants violently threw rocks and other projectiles at Border Patrol agents, then scattered after pepper balls and tear gas were... the same stuff again and again is so obvious what a joke this is. Border Patrol chief, illegal migrants tore down a section of the old border wall and stormed the U.S. border. Chief Scott said, that is correct. 42 illegal migrants were arrested on Sunday. They crossed the border and were arrested. There were numerous people that actually made it across the border. We're in the process of building a new border wall. There were sections that were dilapidated, sections made out of scrap metal the military gave us. The group reached a section of this. They actually tore down one section, they rushed across, and that's another time that they actually started assaulting our agents. And then you have the video where thousands of migrants line up for food in Tijuana, and it's all men, no women, no children. Thousands of caravan migrants lined up for food in Tijuana. No women, no men. The video is available, you can find it. Absolutely, all you have to do is go to my Twitter site, go to my Twitter page, at Real Wayne Root. You'll see the video, you'll see the article. That originally came from the Gateway Pundit. Free meals are served at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. just outside the camp where the migrants are staying. There are 5,150 migrants now at the camp in Tijuana, and people lined up for food, 100% military-age males. That's why President Trump is threatening to permanently close the southern border. Permanently. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, RootForAmerica.com. We shall return.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
War now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It's an extremely disappointing decision.
Detroit's Mayor Mike Duggan reacting to the news from General Motors that's sending shockwaves through the Motor City and beyond. The automaker says it will lay off nearly 15,000 factory and white-collar workers, and up to five plants could close. Production of some models will end next year. A fierce snowstorm over the Midwest has caused travelers to get stuck. Dozens of accidents have been reported in several states. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled and over 2,000 delays have been reported. A winter storm warning is now in effect for the Chicago metro area, and more than 170,000 customers are without power. The Coast Guard is also warning people to stay away from the shoreline of Lake Michigan, where waves could reach a height of 18 feet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutriMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call or order line 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the sponsor for this segment of the show is Synagenics. Anyone who's watched me on Newsmax TV, and I hope you're watching in hour number three when I get on Newsmax TV, you know that I've been on Synagenics since June. So June, July, August, September, October, and now November. I'm just ending up my sixth month as a client of Synagenics. They are the sponsor of both my radio and TV show. They are the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging. Proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each individual, and what they've done for me is nothing short of spectacular. Watch me on TV. I look the youngest I've looked in 15 years. They literally set back my clock, so I look 15 years younger, and you can see it on TV. I look great. I feel great, and everybody tells me all day long, holy crap, what have you done? You look like a different person. Thank you, Synagenics. I'm eating more than I've ever eaten, and I'm working out less than I've ever worked out, and yet I've lost a lot of weight and gained a lot of muscle. How's that possible? For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, and I just got back my latest series of blood tests, and I am just remarkably 180% better in every single category you can name. Thank you, Synagenics. They are amazing. 888-YOUNGER, clinics all over the United States. Toll-free 888-YOUNGER or register at Synagenics.com for your free, no-obligation consultation. Either way, call or go online to Synagenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, or 888-YOUNGER. Thank you, Synagenics, for sponsoring both my radio and my TV show. We've got our guest here, Liz Peek. She's a columnist for Fox News and The Hill. I often write in the same place as she does, and we kind of follow each other. You can follow her on Twitter, at Liz Peek, L-I-Z, Liz Peek, P-E-E-K, at Liz Peek, and we love to have her on. Hey, Liz, how are you? It's Wayne Root.
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you had a good holiday, bud.
Oh, it's terrific. You know, consumed far too many calories and enjoyed every moment of it.
You are not a Synagenics customer then. See, I have to be on a very disciplined diet. I was barely eating anything. But what?
Yeah, that just sounds wretched, honestly. Yeah.
No, actually, they give me a lot of food. It's just all protein, so it's not wretched. It's like, you eat steak for breakfast, steak for lunch, steak for dinner, and then some more steak before you go to bed.
Then so you I'm call like your cardiologist before you get up in the morning.
I'm a dog, man. I'm tearing into red meat all day long. Perfect for a conservative guy, right? So, columnist for Fox News and The Hill, and you got a new column out today, FoxNews.com, that says the Dems are not happy as Hillary Clinton blasts Europe's open border policy. So tell us what Hillary Clinton said exactly.
Hillary Clinton basically blasted the leadership of EU countries for having opened their borders to migrants, to asylum seekers. And she's totally right. Her point was, she made these comments in an interview with the Guardian newspaper in London, but her point was that it had really, the surge of migrants into countries like Germany in particular, but also Italy, Greece, and Poland and Hungary and so forth, really changed the conversation about immigration in Europe, hardened people's attitudes about open borders, which of course Europe has from one country to another, and basically sounded a lot like Donald Trump, to be honest. I mean, what's Hillary's biggest problem is occasionally she says something that is true and it gets her into all kinds of trouble. And in this case, it did, because pro-immigration people were offended by her comments. EU leadership apparently was offended by her comments. But here's the reality. Angela Merkel, back in 2015, opened the doors of Germany to a million people from Syria and also other Middle Eastern and African countries. A million people coming into a country of 80 million, forever changing the complexion of that country. And it really did. I mean, you had little Bavarian towns or Black Forest towns, which were traditional small communities where all of a sudden there's a call to prayer six times a day or whatever it is. And, you know, Germans were a little worried about this, and then there began to be an upsurge in terror attacks and crime. And Angela Merkel has been struggling for the last several years to solve this problem, and it is a problem for her. And now she is on the way to resigning her office because she's lost steadily the support of not only voters that traditionally have voted for her party, but for the other parties that they are in a coalition government with. So it has really hurt Angela Merkel. But it's not just Germany that Hillary was referencing. It's also the fact that in countries like Poland and Hungary, you now have very right-leaning so-called populist leaders. And the reason for that is people were so incensed about the immigration policies of the EU. This is something that is really undermining the EU.
Right. And so Hillary for once told the truth and sounded like Donald Trump, and they can't be too happy about that. I don't even know if she thinks she believes it. I have no idea how, why Hillary would believe that when Democrats love open borders so much. But the next topic I want to talk to you about, Liz Peek from Fox News and The Hill, and her Twitter page is at Liz Peek. Trump said that tear gas was necessary to repel the migrants who rushed towards the port of entry. I have no doubt. I've seen all the quotes today from the border chief who said that we were getting hit by rocks and projectiles. So of course tear gas was necessary. Trump at one point had said, go ahead and use real force, meaning guns, and shoot at them if they're throwing rocks at you. But he didn't go that far, and they just used tear gas. But tell us your thoughts on that whole story.
Well, look, I think the most offensive aspect of this entire narrative, and I use that word appropriately, it is a story that has been manufactured by the liberal media, is that this is something new, that is a new problem at the border, that Trump has somehow created this new problem at the border. The only thing that's new is the volume of people that are wending their way north and trying to cross into the United States. Who is supporting them? Who is encouraging them? You know, there are a whole host of left-wing activist groups that are basically creating this problem. But the truth is, we have had a dysfunctional border for a very long time, and Barack Obama had to deal with this too, and he too hauled out the tear gas when large groups of people tried to surge across the border. This is an unconscionable situation, a situation which could have been rectified had Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer sat down with Trump and his officials and basically hammered out a compromise on immigration policy, really one of the most stressful and uncomfortable issues that confront our nation, because it is something that everybody wants resolved and no one has the political courage to do it. I mean, it really was so incredible to me. Of course, for the Democrats, you know, they want the Latino vote. They think that being opposing Trump's rather hard line on immigration and illegal immigration is the way to secure that Latino vote. It is a totally hypocritical stance because they have no interest in negotiating any kind of resolution to this. And I think it's honestly tragic. I think it's tragic for the people under the DACA program who are in the United States and don't know what their future looks like. It's a tragic thing for all those people who come across supposedly seeking asylum, are allowed to go into the country and have a court date in a year, and they never show, and then they go and live in the shadows for a long time. These are all terrible outcomes, and they should be resolved. I don't know how to resolve them. I have some ideas. I think E-Verify should be made universal. I think we should get rid of birthright citizenship, which is a huge magnet attracting people from other countries. I've written about that for 5 years. I think it's honestly something that should be looked at, but in this current climate, you can't.
Agreed.
I am totally in favor of legal immigration. I am totally opposed to illegal immigration. And I think what we have here is just a real test of whether or not the United States is a rule of law country.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing that no one seems to understand is it's not like a little itty-bitty issue and, oh, you know, the liberals make it like there's five people coming over the border here and there. You know, there are, what is it, Liz, 7 billion in the world? Is that the number, 7 billion, I think, at this point?
People?
Yeah,
yes.
What's the number of people in the world, 7 billion? Almost all of them would like to come to America. They all live in dirt poor nations, third world crap holes. I'll say it nicer than maybe President Trump said it. They live in crappy places. They're dirt poor. They would all come here if you gave them a chance. If you leave the borders open, we could have a billion. We could have 100 million. We could have 7 billion. We could have whatever the number is. It's limitless. You've got to have a limit. You can't let everybody in, or we'd become like the countries they're running away from. Within 5 minutes rates of letting in a billion poor people, we'd be as bad as the poor countries of the world that are called crap holes that they're coming from. So if Americans want to have wonderful middle class, high status of living compared to the rest of the world, you got to have a border, and you got to have sovereignty, and you got to have limits to who you let in. Can't let in everybody and let them all have welfare. So this is a problem that would be the end of America. It's not a little itty-bitty problem. It's the end of America and the end of the middle class and the end of American exceptionalism. Is there anything I just said that sounds wrong to you?
Well, I don't anticipate anything like those numbers charging our border because, frankly, the logistics make it all but impossible. But and here's the other thing. Eventually, the number of people coming into our country looking for work and trying to make a living, that basically demolishes the opportunity for people in our country, which is one reason that a lot of people here are not in favor of this. But it also diminishes any prospect of those people getting work. So, look, the answer is it doesn't matter whether it's 100 people or 1,000 people. We should not be having, we should not have people coming into our country who we are not, who we don't know about, who we don't know who they are, and we're not keeping track of them, etc. That is not a law and order country.
And Liz, by the way, it diminishes the chances of Republicans winning elections to zero.
That's for sure.
Zero. Look at California. You can't win a single statewide office. It's because the whole country, the whole state is filled with foreigners, many of them illegal, but not even all of them illegal. Many of them are illegal, but just letting and that many foreigners in general, even the ones who become legal citizens, they don't think like Republicans necessarily. It's a problem. It's a big problem. And Democrats know it, and that's why they love it. That's how they win elections. There it is.
Yeah.
Hey, Liz Peek, we got to run. You hear the music. Radio has its limitations. We run out of time. But
thank
she's a columnist for Fox News and the Hill. We follow her on Twitter, at Liz Peek, L-I-Z-P-E-E-K. At Liz Peek. Liz, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Worn out. USA Radio, Root for America. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors twice. Often the Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root now, last segment of hour number two, and then we come to hour number three, which is our Power Hour with Newsmax TV. And I want to mention to everybody that Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Starting in December, in 1 week, we'll be in 60 million homes. We'll be in 80 million by next year on DirecTV, on Dish, on Fios, on UVerse, and on Comcast Xfinity, which is our newest acquisition. Comcast Xfinity is taking all of our Newsmax TV shows, including the Wayne Allen Root Show. And we are really conservative. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly three times a week. A lot of my fan mail to WayneRoot@gmail.com is from people who say, wow, I'm never watching Fox News again now that I've watched the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV. That is my favorite, and so that is really cool. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. You could switch to DirecTV. You could switch to Dish. Tell your local cable system that you want your Newsmax TV. And to make it simple, you can call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system where you could tell them, I demand Newsmax TV so I can watch Wayne Allen Root. Call toll-free, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And that's Newsmax, and they will connect you right to your cable system anywhere in the United States. Just give them your area code or your zip code, and they'll tell you exactly who your cable carrier is. And you can let them know you demand your Newsmax TV, 844-500-6397. Just another example of how you got to be careful who you let in your country. Something happened over the weekend. A driver named Mohammed Mohammed repeatedly tries to mow down Jews walking near their synagogue in Los Angeles. I didn't even see that on the news. Did you see that on the news? A hate crime investigation in Los Angeles. That didn't make national news. I never saw it. 32-year-old driver named Mohammed Mohammed, very creative name, repeatedly tried to mow down Jews walking near a synagogue in Los Angeles on the Sabbath. He was reportedly screaming, that means this past Saturday, he was reportedly screaming, I can't say the first word, but it begins with an F, and then Jews. Well, he circled around the block attempting to run over Jewish men. He was arrested on charges of assault with a deadly weapon. Security video from Friday night shows the driver making a hard U-turn. CBS LA interviewed one of the victims who says he and his friend were the target. We both scrambled in different directions, so he slammed on his brakes and missed us, thank God. The victim wanted to remain anonymous. A second security video shows the driver reversing and trying to hit them again. He was clearly going at us. It was even more clear on round two. It happened on La Brea in Hancock Park. I remember it well. I lived right near there. On a corner with a couple of synagogues and on the Sabbath where many walk around in traditional Orthodox Jewish attire. Why did he choose us? Probably because the yarmulkes on our heads, the victim said. None of the headlines in the mainstream media revealed the suspect to be a Muslim man. In fact, a witness snapped a picture of a Quran on Muhammad's dashboard, and the media was still cautious to call this an act of terror because his religion is still unknown. The suspect was named after the founder of Islam, Muhammad, had a Quran in his car and singled out Jews for an attack, yet the motive is still unknown. In contrast, when a Nazi shot up the Tree of Life synagogue last month, every headline was emblazoned with Nazi or white supremacists. This is what's going on in the media today. It's just an absolute embarrassment, an absolute outrage. And liberal Jews are clueless. They have no idea. The Democratic Party is in bed with their own version of massive extremism and anti-Semitism. Are you kidding me? You just elected two Muslim congresswomen, both of whom hate Israel with a passion. You think they like Jews in general? Wow. You see what's going on in this country. An ICE agent is assaulted after detaining an illegal immigrant. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent, ICE agent, assaulted Friday after Samuel Oliver Bruno, an illegal immigrant, was arrested during a scheduled appointment with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services in North Carolina. Oliver Bruno, 47, had been living in the Citywell United Methodist Church in Durham, North Carolina, for the past 11 months, while he petitioned to have his deportation to Mexico delayed. According to Alerta Migratoria, an advocacy group for the rights of immigrants, I should say for the rights of illegal immigrants, for the rights of illegal criminals, Oliver Bruno, or maybe it's Olivier Bruno, I don't know, left the church on Friday after the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services requested he appear in person to provide fingerprints. He's originally from Veracruz, Mexico, accompanied by family members, supporters, and religious leaders as he ventured inside the U.S. ICE office. His pastor, Cleve May, joined Oliver Bruno and expressed his concern with his immigration status while thanking supporters. Once inside the office, Oliver Bruno and his son, Daniel Oliver Perez, got into a tussle with immigration officers, and he was arrested, taken outside, where he was placed in a van belonging to the Department of Homeland Security. His supporters gathered around the van for nearly 2 hours and refused to move as they sang and chanted. He was arrested and charged with assault on a government officer by local law enforcement after he approached the front driver's side door of the van and latched onto the ICE agent that sat in the driver's seat. As he was placed in handcuffs and walked away from the area, he claimed he was trying to defend his dad. Several protesters gathered around the van and prevented it from leaving the area after they refused to disperse and allowed ICE to transport Oliver Bruno. Local law enforcement stepped in and arrested 27 of the demonstrators. You know, if I'm President Trump, I got to tell you, I threaten to close the southern border permanently. No, I close the southern border permanently. My permit would last about a day, somewhere between 24 and 48 hours before Mexico would realize that there is no Mexico without the United States of America. Their entire country would go completely 100% bankrupt overnight. Mexico could not survive without us. We don't need them at all. They need us to buy their products. They need us to provide jobs. They need us to buy their cars made at their facilities, manufacturing facilities in Mexico. They need us to take their poorest people and give them welfare and educate them and health care here in America. But we don't need them. Close the border and teach them a lesson for 48 hours. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Newsmax TV up next.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.